Zion Amud Beis, the bottom.
So the Gemara said that the reason that we need a pasuk to tell me that Yibum is usher by Arayas is because I would think that Kivan to Hutra, that since one Isser was Mutter, the Isser of Eishasach, so the other Issers of Achos Isha and Mamela, all the Arayas is also Mutter, and therefore the pasuk tell me not. Just like Ula said that if a person sees Keri on the eighth day when he's a Metzora, so since it's mutter for him to come into the Azorah, partially at least, because of the Tzaras, so the Mele, the Keri is also mutter. Kivan the story, it says, Midomi le'ula, le'de'ula. Our case isn't similar to Ula's case. Why? Teina checha de nosa meis, v'yachar kach nosa chai. Right? It would be in the case where the brother who died married the woman first. And then the brother who is alive married her sister. So now the Isser of Eishes Ach preceded the Isser of Achos Isha. Right? When the brother who died married his wife, she was usher to the other brother. When Shimon married his wife, Reuven was usher to her because it's his brother's wife. Now Reuven married Shimon's wife's sister. So now she's usher to him for a second reason, because it's his wife's sister. So she was first usher to him because his brother's wife, and now she's in addition usher because of the wife's sister. The Miga Dishtarius, and now the brother died. So when he died, both these surim now come. The first Isser of Eishasach and the second Isser of Achos Isha. So since the Isser of Eishasach is mutter, the Isser of Achos Isha is also mutter. Right? Migo de Ishtri Isser Eishasach, Ishtri Nomi Isser Achos Isha. Ela Nosa Chai V'Yachar Kach Nosa Meis. But how about the other case? Where the brother who was alive, who remained alive, Reuven, married his wife first, one of the sisters. So she wasn't, what's it called? And then the other brother married the sister. So at that time, the Isser of Eishasach and the Isser of Achos Isha came at the same exact time. Didn't come before, right? Isser Achos Isha, and then and he wasn't usher to her as his brother's wife. No, the Isser of Achos Isha was usher even before he married her. Even before Shimon married this sister, she was usher to him because it's his wife's sister. Then Shimon married her, now she became usher in addition of being his brother's wife. So the Isser of Achos Isha preceded the Isser of Eishes Achiv. Right? So then Isser Achos Isha caught him. Va'afilu nosa meis, and nosa meis, nomi, right? Even the case where the brother, Shimon, married the one of the sisters first, where we said then the Isser of what's it called, Eishes Ach, preceded the Isser of Achos Isha, is not always the case. Teinoch hecha de nosa meis u meis. The yachar kach nosa chai, de chazi le de beini beini. Now, this only still would apply that since one Isser was mutter, the other one also became mutter in a case where the brother who died eventually, Shimon, right, married one of the sisters first. So now this woman is usher to the first one because of Eishes Achiv, okay? But and then he died. So at that point, the Isser of Eishes Ach, of Eishes Achiv, would be what's it called, would be mutter. And then the brother married the sister. So in that case, we'd say, since the Isser of Eishes Ach is going to be mutter for the Yibum, and it was possible for that to take place, for the Yibum to take place, because she wasn't yet his wife's sister. He didn't have a wife yet. Now he married the sister before he did Yibum. So now there was a time that he would have been mutter to marry this woman. Now he became also with a separate Isser. So we say that what's it called, that since the first Isser is also, the second Isser is also also. Right, Ella, but in the case of Nosa Meis, Velo Meis, Shimon married one of the sisters, and he didn't die yet. And then Reuven married the other sister. And then Shimon died. So he was never mutter. There was never a case where he could have had Yibum. That both Isurim came to him at the same time. Now, when the heter of Yibum came, it came to two Isurim. So how can you say that one what precedes the other? Right? Klau Milo Lo Yechazule Klau. She never was mutter to him. As at the time that Shimon died, she already was usher because of Achos Isha and because of Eshetoch. So there's no heter to be mater the other one. Milo Modi Ula would be similar to Ula's case, different case of Ula, where even Ula would agree that you don't say this, Kiva Chihutarutra. Shimra Keri Baleo Shmini. Ula made a point to say that the case where he holds that since the Isser of Metzora is Mutter, the Isser of Keri is also Mutter, that's only we became about Keri on the eighth day itself. So when the eighth day came, theoretically he was ready to bring his Karbanos. He could have been Mutter because of Metzora. Now he added another Isser from the Keri, so the Metzora Isser is Mater also the Keri Isser. Because the Metzora Isser had a time that it should be Mutter through his Karbanos. Even though he didn't bring the Karbanos, he could have. Right? But if he saw the Keri at the night of the eighth day, the night before the eighth day, so then he never had a time that he could have brought his Karbanos. When daytime came, he already was a Balkeri. Right? So he never had a time as a Metzora that he could have exercised that heter of bringing his Karbanos and going a little bit into the Azara. Never came about, Lamaisa. So here we don't say that since this Isser was Mutter, the other one was Mutter, because this one was never Mutter. The two Isurim came at the same time, when daybreak came. She'ein machnes yodah, the Bahamas. Shalo yotza b'shoa shi ru'uya l'havi b'karban. Even Ula would agree that in that case, he wouldn't be allowed to be machnes his bohen until after he's not a Balkeri anymore. Because he never had a time that the heter of the Metzora should take place, since he was a Balkeri when morning came on the eighth day. It's only if he became a Balkeri after morning, on the day itself, then there was a few moments that he could have brought his Karbanos, and that heter could have taken effect, and now that heter takes away the other Isser too. So therefore, this case has nothing to do with Kivin Yishtari Yishtari. Shmura says, Ki Yitzrich Oleho Heicha Denosa Meisu Meis V'Yachra Kedosa Chai Enochanami. We have one case, though, that you would agree that we'd say hold the Ishtri Ishtri. The case where the brother who died married his wife first, so she was Aser Be'eshethach, and what's it called, and then he died, so now he could have done Yibum, and before he had a chance to do Yibum, he married her sister. Now he added that extra Isser. So since the Heter of Yibum already was Chal, could have done Yibum, now an extra Isser was added, so I might think that's even the Ishtri Ishtri. Since the Isser of Aishas Achiv is Mutter, the Isser of Achos Isha, which came second, should also be Mutter. Kamash Malon Aleho not. Enochanani. You only need the Aleho for that case. The Iboy Seima? Or another answer. Enochanani. That's not the reason you need Aleho. I ask you, Behekesha Midr Biona. We would have thought that you would learn a Hekesh, like Rabbi Yonah does, to all the Arayas, including Eishes Ach, and we'd say, just like Eishes Ach is Mutter by Yibum, so is all the other Arayas, because they're all hookish together from Rabbi Yonah's Hekish. And Ein Meshivin ala Hekish. Right? You don't ask any questions on a Hekish, the Hekish is a Hekish. And a Mela, just like Eishes Ach is Mutter, all the other Yisum are also Mutter. See Rashi. Teina Checha Denosa Hanes es Eisha Zutchila, where Shimon married this woman first, Venasus Eshes Ha'achalzeh, and she became first Osir as Eshes Achiv to the other brother before she became Achos Ishta, because he didn't marry the other sister yet. Reuven didn't marry the other sister yet. So Rachel, who was Shimon married Rachel, right, before Reuven married Leah. So when Shimon married Rachel, Rachel was Osir to Reuven as Eishes Achiv. Then Reuven married Leah. Now Rachel is also for a second reason, because she's what's it called achosishta. Okay. So v'achnosa chai is achosa v'nisosa iser achosisha yivimto. So the first iser was eshesach, and then this iser was added, achosishta was added after that. Ukshemes achim below bonim, and then when Shimon died without children, v'shtari iser eshesach hamuktim, and the first iser now became mutter eshesachiv. So ishtar yinomi achosisha mucher. So I would think that maybe now the second iser also automatically becomes mutter, just like Ula's case, where the iser of Mitzora came first, and then the iser of Keri was added to it, and once the iser of Mitzora is mutter, the iser of Keri also becomes mutter. Kida Ula, the Omer Hoyel v'hutu v'tzorat, oshihi rishona, hutu v'keri, oshihi achrona. Ela nosa achai, but what about in the other case, where Reuven married Leah first? So now Rachel was ushered to him because of Achos Ishto, even before his brother married her. And then Shimon married Rachel. Now she becomes ushered to him also because of Eishes Achiv. But the first Isser was Achos Ishto. There we wouldn't say hold the Ishtri Ishtri, since the first Isser pushes away the second one. But the heter of the second Isser doesn't push away the first one. Ishto Tchila, Elenos Achai Ishto Tchila, V'omdo Allah B'Isser Achos Ishto, and the other one now is also because of Achos Ishto, before the brother married her. The Achakach Nisrah Achiv HaMeis, and then the brother who eventually died married the sister, so now she becomes also V'Nisosef Isser Eshesach, Isser Achos Ishto Kodem. Here, the Isser of Achos Ishto preceded the Isser of Eshesach. The Afagav the Hutter Isser Achron Omid Risha Mekoma. We wouldn't say that since the last Isser is Mutter, the first one also becomes Mutter. If the first one becomes Mutter, then it's Mutter everything after it. But if the last one becomes Mutter, who said the first one should become Mutter? Va'afilu nosa meis nami. And even in the other case, where Shimon married Leah first, so she was first also Mishum Eishes Achiv, before she was Achos Ishto, right? Bereisha, the Kodim Le Isser Eishesach, Lo Dam Yavil, still not the same case as Ula. The Hashem Haroa Keri Bishmini Shalom Kvar Hoya Mutter Mi Isser Harishom Kodim Rias HaKeri, Mishaheir HaMizrach. Once it got light, he could have brought his Karbonos. So the Isser of Mitzora, theoretically, already was Mutter. Then he saw Keri. So since the first Isser was Mutter, at the time the second Isser was Chal, it pushes it away too. Where Shimon married Leah first, and then he died. And then Leah fell to Reuven, who now has only had the Isra of Eshesach, and that would have been Mutter. And before he had a chance to do Yibum, he married her sister. Now, there's only problem, he's not allowed to marry her sister, because she's called Achos Zekukoso. She's the sister of a woman who is homemade for Yibum to him. But a lot of people hold that, a lot of shittas hold that that's only in the Sutta Rabbana. And he did it, he married her. Not so called, didn't know, or whatever. It's only in the Sutta Rabbana, and therefore that doesn't have an effect. It's talking where he married her. Vachanami, Tena Checha de Nosa Meis Umeis Tchila, Vahutter Isra Eshesach, Vyachakach Nosa Chai Isachosa. Right? So, Ella, that would be the same case as Ula, where the brother died before the living brother married the sister. So now this woman is mutter to him because of Eishes Achiv, because now he died without children. And now he added the Isser of Achos Ishto, and the other Isser already had become theoretically mutter, then it would push it away. But Elenosa Meis Velo Meis, Ad Shenosa Chayis Achosa, but if Shimon married Leah, and he didn't die, and Reuven married Rachel, so now, even though the Isser of Eishes Achiv came first, now the Isser of Achos Ishto is added, and there never was a time that the Eishes Achiv was mutter, because Shimon's still alive. So now when Shimon dies, both Isurim come at the same time. That Ula didn't say. Ula didn't say that where the first Heter never was theoretically possible that it pushes away the other Isser. She never was a time that she would be mutter. Umilo mode ula bechai gavne shimro keri b'leil yom shmini shein machnes yodav mocher b'lebahonos mishum keri. The ma'akiv olei Aleha hoil v'lo yotze mitzarato l'shohar ru'uya lavos kovernosa. The kovim shehuter mitzarato ba'al of keri. Wouldn't Ula agree that if there was never a time that, there was a heter for him of the Isra of Eshesach, that now the Isra of Achosisha should be mutter too? Ula would agree that where the guy became a Valkyrie at night, so when the morning came, he was both a Valkyrie and a Mitzora, and there was never a time that the heter should be chal because he's a Valkyrie, that it doesn't push away the Isra. Two Isra and Machal at the same time. There is one case, though, where it is similar to Ula. The case where Shimon married Leah and he died. And after he died, Reuven married Rachel. In that case, it would say, Hol the Ishtari Ishtari. And therefore, we need the Aleha to tell me, don't say that. So that's where you need the Aleha for that one case. Iboy Seima, Itzrich Aleha. Another possible answer is that we need it because we would think that you make a hekesh between all the arayas, and just like Eishes Achiv is mutter b'makom yibum, all the other arayas are mutter too. The Om Rav Yona, ki kol asher yatsa mikol ha-toevos ha'ila, hukshu kol arayas zu l'zu. Rav Yona said that the pasuk at the end of the parash of arayas, Kichol Asher Yatsa Mikol HaToevos HaElu is makish all the arayas together, puts them all together in one unit, so they all have the same dinim. Uleinyin Ha'ro Kinosik L'Rav Yonah B'Habal Yivimto. What does Rav Yonah learn from that hekesh? That all of them, by one of them, it says Ha'ro, that you don't have to have a full bia, but even Ha'ro is a machlokus whether it's Nishika So'ever, right? Just that the two Eivorim touch, or it means Hachnosa Salatara, that the top part of the Eivor, is inserted. That's Ha'ara. Gmar Bia, or full Bia, is where the entire Eivor is put in. So we learn, since it says by one of the Arayas, Mikoro Ha'ara, that Yochayiv for Ha'ara, and it applies to all of them. That's what Rabbi Yonah learns the Hekish for. But we can extend that Hekish and say that just like Eishes Achiv is Mutter B'Makom Yibum, so to all the Arayis is Mutter B'Makom Yibum. Therefore you need Aleha to tell me no, that only Eishes Achiv is Mutter and no other Erva. Now back, Hochanami, Havi Amina, Hukshu Kulan Leishesach. The Afagav, the Hochachadi Surah, the Hochachrei Surah, a Meshivan Alehekesh. And even though Eishes Ach is only one Isser, and if another Isser would be another Erva, in addition to Eishes Ach, there's no Yibum except if it's Eishes Ach, so you have to have Eishes Ach plus one of the Arayas. So here's one and here's two. A Meshivim LaHekish. A Hekish, you don't ask those kind of questions on. L'hach Yitzrich Oleh, therefore you're allowed to tell me, don't learn that Hekish. The Omer Rav Yona, Yisei Mi Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, Omer Kro, That's why you need the Aleha. So Omer Le Ravacha Migifti V'Ravina Michti. Kol Arayis Ikel Lakshuni La'Ishesach. The Ikel Lakshuni La'Chosisha. L'maisa, why would you say that you're makish it to what's it called, to Ishesach? And therefore all of them should be mutter. And that's why you need the pasuk aleha, right? We know that achos isha is usher, right? My chaz is the axis la achos isha akshinu la eshesach. Second, So we could be makish it to achos isha. Now, after we have the Pasuk Aleha, we know that you don't do Yibum by your wife's sister if she happens to be married to your brother. Okay, that one we know. Now, what's the halacha now? We know by Eishes Achiv, she is Mutter. By Achos Isha, she's also. So now we can be all the other Arayas. What should we compare them to? If we compare them to Eshesach, they're all mutter. If we compare it to Achosisha, they're all awesome. So which one should we compare it to? So we'll compare it to Eshesach, and therefore we need the Pasuk Aleha to tell me that they're all awesome. But now, why is Aleha telling me they're all awesome? Just Aleha should tell me Achosisha is awesome. And the other ones will be makish to Eshesach. Don't be makish to Achosisha, be makish to Eshesach. Mor says, no, Iboy say, ma lakula v'chumra l'chumra makshina. If you have a choice to make a hekish lakula or l'chumra, you make it l'chumra, not lakula. So if we're makish them to, what's it called, to Eshesach, she'll be mutter. All the other arayas. If we're makish it to Achosi, she'll be osur by all the other arayas. Better to be osur than mutter. If you have a choice of hekish, the hekish l'chumra comes before the hekish lakula. Iboy say, ma, another terence. Hocha trei yisuri v'hocha trei yisuri. Utrei mitrei yalfinan. Aval hocha chad yisura utrei michada lo yalfinan. Normally, we would say in a hekesh, it doesn't make a difference if it's one yisur or two. Otherwise, the hekesh doesn't start. You want to be makish all the arayas to eshesach to be matar. Either chora, here it's two yisurim, and here it's only one. Here it's only the isra of eshesach, and here is another erva included. We said, ein meshiv mala hekesh. But we have another hekesh that is two from two. Better to learn that, and the question is to learn this hekesh or learn this one, then you learn the hekesh two from two and not the hekesh two from one. Because if you're makish all the arayas to Eshesach is different, it's only one isser. All the other ones have an isser besides Eshesach, because it's always Eshesach, or there's no yibum, plus the erva. So better to makish it to Achos Isha, where that also is two isurim, than to be makish them all to Eshesach, which is only one, and they're all two. Rashi, Viboy Seima, Itzrich, one second. Michdi, Kol Arayis de Masnisan, Ikal Akshuni Le Eshesach, Lahatu Yibu. Right, Lechora, now that we have an Isser by Achos Isha of Aleha, and we have a Heter by Eshesachiv of Yibu. So all the other Arayis, why should we be makish them to Achos Isha to say they're Osir, be makish them to Eshesach and say they're Mutter? The Gemara answers either because the Hekish L'chumra precedes the Hekish L'kula, or because the Hekish L'chumra is more Dome, because here it's two from two, and there it's two from one. V'ikav akshuni l'achosisha, that's the Yilivim. Deparit bakro aleha. The word aleha is only by achosisha. My chos is to akshis tu l'achosisha, k'diktani b'reish pirkin, ma achosisha miyuchedes, mishum, okay, so we're going to get here, okay. Okay, let's go on. So that is another answer. Another answer is that we would have thought that you would make a hekesh to what's it called Eishes Achiv and be matur all the arayas. Therefore, you need Aleha by Achos Isha to tell me that she's Aser, and now you're not makish them to Eishes Ach, but rather you're makish them to Achos Isha to Aser, because either a hekesh lechumra is more than a hekesh lekula, or because of what's it called, this is two from two and this is two from one.